Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online so that you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the real-life issues you face right now. So, we've opened those phone lines, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've read this verse a number of times, but we're going to read Romans 8, 1 and 2 again today, and we're going to talk about it in terms of the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. That's our theme for the month, freedom. And it reads this, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." We could just stop right there, and that would be enough good news for everyone to stand up on rooftops and shout to the world, we've been set free in Christ. But he goes on and tells us how we've been set free, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. So this is the retelling of the Exodus story as far as the gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned. You and I, all of mankind, were under the bondage of the law of sin and death. That's where we all lived. We were in prison to that law. And then Jesus Christ, through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection, severed us from that way of life and set us free to enjoy the new law of the Spirit of life. That is the good news of the gospel. And for freedom to be sustainable, and I say that word based on a book I've been reading here of late called A Free Man's Suicide by Oz Guinness. Mm-hmm. And Oz Guinness is a wonderful thinker in the world today, and he really has some incredible insights into freedom and how we in America can embrace freedom and make it sustainable. And that's the key. There are many people, for example, that are set free from prisons, but their freedom is not sustainable because they haven't figured out a new way of life. They step out of prison doors and they go back to their old way of living. They continue to steal. They continue to rob. And almost 75% of prisoners that are set free wind up back behind prison doors. Their freedom wasn't sustainable. Same thing with believers. We see so many believers in Christ taste this freedom that they have, but then they go back. It's not sustainable. They go back to their old way of life. They don't realize that not only have they been set free from the law of sin and death, they have been set free for the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ. That's the only way that freedom can be sustainable in a person's life, is to understand first what we've been set free from, and then second, to know what we've been set free for. And what we've been set free for, this new life in Christ, this experience of knowing him and growing in his grace and growing in our knowledge of who he is what we've been set free for. And when we've truly embraced that, that's when we'll never, ever, ever want to look back to that old way of life.
Yes, indeed. That's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us. We would love for you to join us by phone. We have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. If there's some burning question that you've not been able to get an answer for, good opportunity to call and pose it to the guys right now. If there is some particular issue you're facing at home, at school, the office, wherever it happens to be, maybe on the freeways where there's a lot of frustration, of course, you can talk about that too. 844-322-2742.
Richard, let's kind of bring what I was talking about down to some nitty-gritty, some real-life, everyday stuff. I know many, many believers out there struggle under the bondage of tithing. You know, how much should I give? And it's really a burden to them, that whole obligatory tithe that, you know, if unless I do it, I'm not going to be blessed. I'm going to be cursed. You know, I'm not going to be a good Christian. All of these. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to get a pay cut. All of these things that we think about, and then we hear about the grace of God and realize, well, wait a minute. My acceptance before God isn't based on how much money I give, whether I follow that rule of giving 10% or not. And so there's a lot of happiness and a lot of rejoicing. You mean I don't have to give 10%? You know, that's not a requirement. That's not what good Christians do. And so they're so excited about what they've been set free from.
Yes.
But they never realize what they've been set free for, and that's to have generosity spill over into the lives of others as compelled by the very grace of God that saved them. Mm-hmm. So we've been set free from something in order to be generous, truly, genuinely, authentically generous with the resources that God has entrusted us. And it's the world of difference in yes. how we give. But so many folks will just say, well, I've been set free from, quote, tithing, and I don't never have to do that. And so they close up their checkbooks.
Yeah, I never have to give again.
That's right. And they just become very, very, very selfish. Mm-hmm. And that's not freedom. That becomes even greater bondage than what they were under before.
Yeah.
So for this taste of freedom to be sustainable, they have to recognize, well, wait a minute, I've been set free from that so that I could truly, genuinely, authentically, from the heart, be generous with others. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, then you know what freedom really is. And I know that's something you've experienced.
Yes, way back when it was so bad that the organization I worked for couldn't trust me to pay tithe. So they took tithe out of my paycheck first. and that was a little off-putting.
I would say.
I was going, what? And, you know, it wasn't long before, you know, I just realized there was no fit. There really wasn't. I had nothing to offer them. They had nothing to offer me. God took me on a wonderful journey. But now the ability to give freely, because I've already received, you know, the freedom to give. The freedom to give to who needs it most based on what the Spirit is saying to me at any given time. What a blessing. It gives you a chance to be a blessing to other people rather than, you know, giving somebody a quarter and then looking up to see if God noticed.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, he's the one who pointed that person out to me, and I'm free to give a lot more than a quarter now.
Absolutely.
I'm free to give what I can afford to give based on the need that the Spirit shows. It's all driven from His end of the equation. I get to receive and then pass it on.
Yes. And I remember when Gina and I had our first child, Caitlin, and, you know, I used to love to feed her and, you know, I'd sit there and think, gosh, people are going to look at me and think, what a great dad. What a great dad. And it's just like the Lord said, you nimcompoop. I mean, you're feeding her because you love her. And she needs to be fed. It's not to be, you know, patted on the back and for people to say you're a great dad. And, boy, I had to wrestle with that for a while. But it gets back to this freedom. You know, I've been set free so that I could just love people, not for praise or not for any other reason, just simply to love people. And when you just simply love people, that's when this freedom just really fills up every space of your being. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is better than I could ever dream or imagine. And that's what this gospel message leads to. But for that freedom, as I said, to be sustainable in a person's life, we have to know what we've been set free from, the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and when we go to be with Jesus, the very presence of sin. That's what we've been set free from, but we've been set free for the very presence of Christ in us
yes.
right now, right here, to live out every single day.
Join the conversation, friends. The lines are open right now at 844-322-2000.
2742.
Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to our good friend Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful. Welcome to Basic Gospel again. Nice to hear from you.
Absolutely. I was listening to the opening, and I'll try to get through this pretty quick. Verse 8:1 starts with therefore. And quite a while ago, I traced back how Paul had written the books, and he wrote about the new creation in 2 Corinthians 5, and then he wrote about that wonderful verse, Galatians 2:20. In Galatians 5:16, he talks about the spirit battling the flesh. Then he comes into Romans 7, and I believe he recognizes his new him being new up in verse 17, and then he describes with detail this battle. And down toward the end of Romans 7, he starts talking about this battle of the law with his mind and all these other things. And that is so indicative of you and me. And what freedom did he express when he said, but I give thanks to God through Jesus Christ. And therefore, I don't have any more condemnation. And this battle of his mind is being taken over by the mind of Christ. And boy, I tell you what, that is such wonderful freedom. Just in that one thing, let alone everything else that Jesus does for us. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree. That victory cry in verse 25 of chapter 7, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, really is the answer. I mean, this conflict that we all go through, the things that I want to do, I don't do, the things that I don't want to do, I do anyway. How do we escape that? How do we experience freedom from that conflict? Well, it's when we realize, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah, we talk about this program being called Basic Gospel, and this being set free from something in order to be set free for something is the gospel. Jesus is the gospel. He died and set us free from all that stuff, and then he was raised from the dead, and that set us free for all the new stuff.
Yeah, for him.
For
to be
him.
Connected to him. We can be joined to another,
yes.
as Paul talks about, and that another is Jesus Christ,
yes.
himself, and it's in him that victory is ours in all areas of life, and freedom is ours. So, Brad, thanks for your good comments.
Testimonies of how much this program has meant to people and how it sets people free and gets their thinking right. I just want to let you know I'm praying that pastors will start tuning in by the Holy Spirit will lead them and guide them, that pastors can start hearing this basic gospel message.
Well, thank you, Brad. We'll join you in those prayers, my friend, and as always, good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. And we so appreciate the partnership of every one of you, our listeners, who has given to keep Basic Gospel on the air and online, and we need to keep this good news coming in the lives of people like Brad and so many of you who have contacted us through the months and years to say what a blessing it's been and how important it's been to hear the truth of God's Word and how it literally assimilates into your life. So we appreciate your partnership with us. And if you can help with a gift at this time, well, that will be a tremendous help to you. If you haven't joined us yet, we encourage you to start today. You know, your gifts every month are what literally are the fuel that keep us on the air and connecting people with the love of Jesus Christ. And you can help us get the word out. Keep in mind also that with your gift of $15 or more, you're going to receive a copy of Bob's new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And that's a wonderful addition to that opportunity to be a blessing to the listeners across the country and around the world by the Internet. Just click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Help make sure that this message remains on the air, changing lives by the truth of God's Word. Again, donate at 844-412-2742 or at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. I want to, before we go to another question, wanted to give a shout out to our affiliate station, WFIA in Louisville, Kentucky, AM 900. They placed an ad in the Southeast Outlook for our program and also the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We got a copy of that in the mail today, and very appreciative of their efforts to point people to the radio broadcast, to their station, and to the book book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. So to our friends at WFIA, thank you very much.
A big salute.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Well, the lines are open, friends. Don't waste them. Go ahead and give us a call if you've got a question, 844-322-2742, toll-free call in the country and in Canada as well. Guys across the country, a question from Erica, who listens online in Spokane, Washington, says, what would it look like to submit to your husband? What does it mean, and how do you know if it's become unhealthy? How do you tell the difference? I know I'm not under law, but I love Jesus, and I want to obey him fully. When I think about submission, I tend to think of old-fashioned ways of doing things. I need to feel confident in my understanding because I don't feel like I could use my husband as a gauge for when it is enough, as he is just as confused as I am. I need to know when it is enough for God. I love Basic Gospel and have been listening for quite a few years, and also love the gospel that I am, and I'm thankful to God that he sends it to us and teaches us through good ministries. And that's from Erica in Spokane.
Well, thank you, Erica. We certainly appreciate that question, and that's probably a question on the minds of many people out there. I know husbands, for many husbands, their favorite verse in the Bible is Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, and their goal in life is to make sure their wives do that. But that's certainly not what God has called the husbands to do. He's called them to love wives as Christ loved the church. But to wives, it says simply this, to submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. And he goes on to say that wives are to respect their husbands in everything. And as I look at this, you say when a man and a woman come together and they come together and are now one, as far as the Word of God is concerned, that they have specific ways that they can love each other. A man is loved one way, a woman is loved another way. And I think these directives in Ephesians chapter 5 hit on those different ways that we receive love, what's important to us. For a man, respect is the ultimate thing that he's looking for in life. And so, a wife, if you want to love your husband, ask the Lord to teach you ways to show respect to him. Because basically, that's what this passage is talking about. It's talking about respecting your husband. That's how you're choosing to love him. Now, he might have a whole list of ways that you can show respect for him. And maybe you feel like to adequately carry out this imperative of the Lord that you have to meet all of those things on his list. Well, that's not the way it works. God actually knows your husband better than he does. So you listen to the Lord. You submit yourself first to the Lord. And then the two of you are both to be, you're both supposed to be submitting one to another. And then in this relationship called marriage, this is how you're going to choose to love him as your husband. You don't have to do this. But if you want to love him, if you say you love him, if you've covenanted with him in this marriage, this thing called marriage, you have said, I'm going to love you through thick and thin, for better and worse. This is the way you're choosing to love him. So you listen to the Lord Jesus through his Spirit and allow him to teach you how to respect your husband. And he will lead you. And he will point out things to say, point out things to do that will, you know, cut through that list your husband might have and go even deeper and really meet a felt need that he has that he wasn't even aware of. And he will step back and think, wow, she knows me better than anyone else. And then you will say, the reason I know you is because God knows you better than anyone else, and I'm listening to him. And that's how it works. And I know that's happened so many times in my 25 years of marriage with Gina. She'll just say something out of the blue, and it just cuts through, and it just stops me dead in my tracks, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, my gosh, how wonderful was that? And I'm just so thankful. And I realize she is listening to God's Spirit, and they know me. He knows me. She knows me. And it's a fabulous, fabulous thing. So you trust the Lord. You listen to the Lord Jesus. You ask him, how can I love my husband? Show me. And open yourself up to that, and I guarantee you, you will be surprised at all the ways that he shows you, and your husband will be a blessed man.
Yeah. Thanks for your question, Erica. We appreciate hearing from you. And a question from Walt in Wilmington, North Carolina says, though I've been a Christian for many years, I've been so blessed by your radio ministry. Your approach has addressed many of the convoluted explanations that I've heard over the years with regard to several key issues in understanding the Scriptures. Here's my issue. I used to know what I knew that I knew, that I was saved. The Scriptures were alive to me like never before, and I sensed that what I thought to be the Holy Spirit guiding my understanding of Scriptures and life itself. The problem is that over the last few years, I've lost the assurance of my salvation. I've begun to seriously question what I experienced was from the Lord, or was I fooling myself and mistaking some internal thing for real faith in Christ? I know that once saved, I can never lose my salvation because it is a work of God, not of mine. I understand the gospel pretty well, but don't know the difference between knowing all the right things and having saving faith. Any help you could give would be greatly appreciated.
It's a very interesting question, and I think it moves us kind of in a wrong direction. You know, we get a lot of people that ask us, you know, did I have genuine faith? And so they start to look inward to see if they believed with enough sincerity, if they, you know, said the right words, if they said it in the right tone, or, you know, did God accept that, and that sort of thing. And I think we have to shift our eyes away from us and back to Jesus. What did he do? Because our security lies there. We can question the sincerity of our faith all the time, and we can always reach in and find the dark side and bring that out and say, well, you know, I'm just not sure in light of that, and I think we have to stop that. I think we just have to say, you know, what does the grace of God say? What has Jesus accomplished for me? Because the good news is about Jesus. It's about his finished work, and that's what news is. It's an announcement of something that's already occurred. So if we want to have a sense of assurance in our minds, and that's what she's talking about, that's what this person is talking about, if you've lost that assurance as far as knowing it in your mind, we have to get back to allowing our minds to be renewed by what Christ Jesus has accomplished. And let him take care of the faith part. It is by grace through faith. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of faith. Let him handle that issue. Richard, do you have anything else to add to that?
I just guarantee that you're right. If I'm doubting my salvation, it can only be because I'm looking at myself instead of at Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, folks, please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. We appreciate the fact that we are here every day to address the needs of listeners across the country and, as I said, around the world online. Your prayers and gifts keep the good news coming. Please join us with a good news gift right now if you can. Click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. A gift of $15 or more will get a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, on its way to you as our compliments. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with the operator at 844-412-2742. And by the way, for additional copies of Bob's book, visit our online book site. That's simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel after a great weekend in and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.